Chapter 1: The Phantom Passenger. In the heart of India's railway network lies a tale that sends shivers down the spines of seasoned travelers. Meet Ravi, a young man with a passion for overnight journeys, who boards a train destined for the mountains. Little does he know, he is not the only one taking this trip. As the night deepens, strange occurrences unfold, unfolding a story of a ghostly passenger whose fate intertwines ominously with Ravi's. Brace yourself for suspense, as this journey reveals more than just scenic vistas. 1.1. The Allure of the Night Train. Train journeys at night have a romantic allure, yet they conceal an air of mystery. Ravi, an avid traveler, is drawn to the adventure that the night train offers. He loves the serenity it brings, even as shadows dance on the walls of the compartments. This section explores the appeal of nighttime travel, wrapping the reader in the cozy yet eerie ambience of the train. The joy of night travel. The thrill of night travel is an experience unlike any other. For many, including Ravi, there's an irresistible charm in boarding a train under the starlit sky. The gentle rocking of the train, combined with the rhythmic sound of the wheels on the tracks, creates a soothing lullaby that beckons passengers to relax. Night trains are often less crowded, allowing for a sense of solitude that can be both comforting and eerie. This tranquility is sometimes pierced by the distant whistle of the engine, a reminder of the journey yet to unfold. As the train speeds into the dark landscape, the world outside transforms into a blur of shadows. Each stop at a ghostly platform enhances the thrill, igniting vivid fantasies of adventure. For those like Ravi, this allure is inevitable, a combination of excitement and the faint whisper of the unknown that fills the air. It's a time when imagination peaks, and the mysteries of the night can stir both joy and unease in the heart of a traveler. Setting the scene, interior of a night train. Stepping inside the coach, one is met with dim lighting and the warm scent of aged wood mingled with fresh linens. The plush seats are designed for comfort, and the private cabins promise a sense of intimacy and solace. As Ravi settles in, he notices the soft murmur of conversations, punctuated by the occasional laughter that seems almost ghostly in the nighttime setting. The air feels heavy with anticipation and secrets, each compartment telling its own story. Windows framed with curtains flutter slightly with the breeze, casting dancing shadows across the floor. Stray flashes of light from the passing stations momentarily illuminate the faces of fellow passengers, whose expressions become fleetingly visible before being swallowed by darkness again. There's an unspoken agreement among passengers that bonds them in this shared experience. Yet there's also a strange tension hovering in the air, hinting that all is not as it seems on this enchanting journey through the night. The sounds of the train and the night. The symphony of sounds aboard a night train paints a vivid auditory picture. The rhythmic clacking of wheels against the steel tracks serves as the backbone of the journey, a sound Ravi finds mesmerizing. This calming backdrop is occasionally interrupted by the whistle of the train, echoing through the stillness of night, drawing ghosts of bygone eras into the present. Each stop involves the rustle of feet, the murmur of voices, and the shuffling of luggage, all sounds that weave together a tapestry of life aboard the train. Outside the train, the world is wrapped in a shroud of mystique. Owls hoot softly in the distance, and the rustle of leaves accompanies the occasional glimpse of shadows darting across the landscape. It's easy for a traveler in a secluded cabin to let their imagination run wild, creating specters from the sounds that ripple through the night. As Ravi listens, he begins to attribute personalities to those enigmatic noises, becoming entwined in the eerie allure of the night and the whispers that linger just out of reach. Ravi's excitement for the journey ahead. As the train chugs forward, Ravi's heart beats in excitement. He's eager not only to reach the mountains, but also to embrace the adventure that any journey promises. The vast landscapes unfolding outside the window inspire daydreams of exploration. Each click of the train wheels fuels his imagination, making the mundane feel remarkable. In his mind, the night holds endless possibilities, making it the perfect backdrop for adventure and self-discovery. With a book in one hand and the other resting on the window's edge, he gazes out, catching glimpses of the passing world. The trees appear as mere brushstrokes under the moonlight, and he feels a connection to something sacred amidst nature's vastness. In this moment of solitude, he allows himself to contemplate the journey ahead, filled with rich experiences, laughter, and perhaps even new friends. Little does he know, however, that this journey will present challenges that test not only his bravery, but also his understanding of reality itself. A hint of foreboding. Strange passengers. As the night deepens, Ravi starts to notice the peculiarities of his fellow travelers. An elderly man with piercing eyes sits quietly in the corner, muttering to himself as if drawing on memories from a distant past. A woman in a flowing white saree almost blends in with the shadows, her demeanor both elegant and unsettling. Their strange habits pique his curiosity, but also evoke a feeling of unease, as if they carry with them untold stories and unearthly connections to the railroads. These enigmatic passengers seem out of place in the warm, familiar atmosphere of the train. Their rare conversations, filled with whispers and cryptic remarks, weave through the air, igniting a sense of dread in Ravi. When he catches snippets of their talk, phrases like the lost route and the midnight train send chills down his spine. As his gaze drifts toward them, he feels an invisible thread binding him to their fates, a hint of foreboding that promises the night will turn from magical to menacing as the journey unfolds. 1.2, an unexpected companion. As the train rattles forward, Ravi notices a passenger seated across the aisle, a woman dressed in a vintage attire. Her presence sends a chill through him. Who is she? This section unravels the encounter between Ravi and the mysterious woman, blending curiosity with an unsettling aura. The woman's unusual appearance. As the train chugged along, the dim light flickered, revealing the woman across the aisle. Her attire was strikingly vintage, a long, flowing dress with intricate lace and a high collar, reminiscent of a bygone era. The fabric seemed oddly out of place among the contemporary travel gear of the other passengers. Her dark hair cascaded down her shoulders, framing a pale face that seemed to glow softly in the low light. Ravi couldn't help but stare. There was something disconcerting about her presence, as if an invisible barrier separated her from the modern world. The train rattled, and with each bump, she remained eerily composed, her gaze fixed outside the window. It was as if she were not merely viewing the passing landscape, but was transported to another time entirely. Leaving Ravi to wonder about her story, Ravi's attempts to strike up a conversation, curiosity gnawed at Ravi, compelling him to break the silence. "Excuse me," he ventured cautiously. "Your dress is beautiful. It looks like something from another time." She turned her head slowly, a slight smile crossing her lips, yet her eyes held a distant, haunting gaze. "Time is a fickle friend," she replied cryptically. Ravi sensed an invitation in her words, but the chill in her voice made him hesitate. He leaned a little closer, eager to delve deeper. "Do you always travel alone?" he asked, hoping for a glimpse into her mysterious life. She took a moment before answering, her voice barely above a whisper. "I am never truly alone." This cryptic response sent a shudder down his spine, yet he was compelled to engage further, intrigued by the yew enigma that sat across from him, her eerie responses, a glimpse into the past. The train continued its journey, but Ravi found himself immersed in the woman's strange reality. He inquired about her destination, half expecting a mundane reply. Instead, she spoke of places that no longer existed, of railway stations with names long forgotten, and of journeys that faded into the ether. "I visit places where love was lost and memories linger," she said, her tone somber. Ravi felt an inexplicable connection to her words, a sense of sorrow that resonated deep within him. With each answer she provided, he caught fleeting glimpses of a life that felt painfully distant, as if she were recounting tales from another century. "Do you believe in ghosts?" she suddenly asked, her eyes gleaming with an unsettling intensity. Ravi hesitated, feeling the air grow heavy as he nodded. Little did he know that her past was entwined with the supernatural, and the ghostly tales she hinted at were far too personal. Strange behavior. The look in her eyes, as their conversation deepened, Ravi couldn't shake the feeling that there was something otherworldly about her. The way her eyes seemed to reflect the light, or more accurately, absorb it, left him unnerved. They appeared as dark pools, filled with deep sadness and untold stories. He noticed that her gaze would drift momentarily away, as if she could see things that were imperceptible to the rest of the passengers. Her demeanor shifted subtly, At times, she seemed intensely focused on him, other times lost in memories of her own. Ravi caught her staring at the empty seats nearby, an expression of profound longing washing over her face, as if she were searching for someone from her past. His heart began to race, and a voice in his head warned him to tread carefully. Engaging too deeply with this enigmatic stranger might lead him down an uncharted path. Ravi's growing unease. With each passing moment, the atmosphere grew heavier, thick with an unshakable tension. The train's rhythmic clattering offered little comfort. Ravi felt captivated, yet increasingly anxious. It was then he began to notice subtle oddities, instances where the woman's figure flickered at the edges of his vision, like a projection on the verge of malfunctioning. As he attempted to rationalize his discomfort, he caught a glance at fellow passengers. They seemed oblivious to her presence, immersed in their own worlds, yet Ravi felt an undeniable connection to this spectral woman. Was she truly here, or was he succumbing to the madness of night travel? Ravi glanced back at her, and their eyes met. Her expression was calm, yet profoundly sorrowful, as if she recognized a darkness lurking within him too. Something was undeniably wrong, and with each thudding heartbeat, Ravi knew he was on the edge of a revelation, one that might shatter his understanding of reality itself. 1.3 Eerie events unfold. As the night progresses, the atmosphere grows tense. Ravi starts experiencing strange occurrences, a flickering light, a shadow darting past him, and chilling whispers. This section illustrates the unraveling of normalcy and the rise of supernatural elements, heightening suspense. The flickering lights and their meaning. As Ravi settled into his seat, the rhythmic clattering of the train wheels lulled him into a calming trance. However, this tranquility was short-lived. He soon noticed the overhead lights flickering ominously, a haunting dance of illumination that made the air thick with unease. Each time the lights dimmed, shadows stretched across the cabin, playing tricks on his mind. Ravi wondered if the flickering was merely an electrical fault or something far more sinister. The flickering lights became a harbinger of eerie occurrences, suggesting a presence just beyond sight. Accumulating dread filled the air, a sense that someone, or something, was watching him. In Indian folklore, flickering lights are often associated with spirits trying to communicate, a warning of something lost. Filled with apprehension, Ravi couldn't shake the feeling that the lights were signaling to him, drawing him deeper into the dark narrative that was unfolding. Whispers in the darkness. As silence descended upon the train, Ravi's senses heightened. The excited chatter of fellow passengers had quieted, leaving behind an unsettling stillness. In this oppressive quiet, he began to hear it. Soft, echoing whispers drifting through the corridors. They were unintelligible at first, resembling the breeze skirting through the leaves of an ancient tree. But as the cold air thickened, the whispers grew clearer, chilling him to his core. The eerie voices seemed to call out to him, coaxing him to listen closer. Memories surged. Tales of ghostly figures haunting trains began to flood his mind. Each whispered syllable felt laced with urgency and despair, and they seemed to weave a story of a tragic past intertwined with the present journey. With every passing moment, the whispers filled him with unrest as he became acutely aware that the train was not merely a vessel for travel, but a conduit for supernatural tales of those lost to time. Ravi's decision to investigate, compelled by an innate curiosity and a rising tide of fear, Ravi resolved to investigate the source of the unsettling phenomena. With each heartbeat echoing in his ears, he stepped off his seat and into the dimly lit corridor. As he walked down the swaying aisle, he felt the weight of the whispers enveloping him, encouraging him to go deeper into the train's shadows. Ravi approached the source of the flickering lights, his breath hitching as he turned the corner. He spotted the compartment where the intangible whispers seemed to coalesce. A sense of foreboding hung in the air as he grasped the door handle, uncertainty flooding his senses. Was it folly to probe into something beyond his understanding? Yet the thrill of uncovering the unknown pushed him forward, binding him to a fate he could never have imagined. Haunted memories surface. The moment Ravi stepped into the whispering darkness, he was enveloped by a heavy aura of nostalgia and sorrow. To his astonishment, his surroundings morphed into fleeting images from the past. The compartment he entered was not just a space, but a canvas of memories long buried. Familiar figures appeared, a woman with sad eyes and a child laughing, both clad in the garb of a bygone era. These visions, laced with heartbreak, were a tapestry of stories that mirrored his own family's history of loss. The ghostly echoes seemed to beckon him, urging him to remember someone he had lost, a relative who once traveled the same path. Each glance reminded Ravi that every train holds a history, and with this realization, he understood that the spirits were not merely lingering. They were yearning to be remembered, to share their untold stories with someone willing to listen. A train hallucination, or something more? Lost in the surreal imagery of the spectral figures surrounding him, Ravi found it increasingly difficult to discern reality from imagination. Was this a mere hallucination brought on by exhaustion, or was he truly experiencing a supernatural encounter? As his heart raced, he strove to anchor himself in the here and now, yet the ethereal presence of the departed souls clung tightly to his mind. As he grappled with his thoughts, a wave of clarity washed over him. Perhaps this wasn't simply his mind playing tricks. It was a cry for acknowledgement from those who had vanished. The train, with its endless tracks, was a bridge between realms, an intersection of past pain and present exploration. Faced with this unsettling duality, Ravi realized the importance of facing this uncanny phenomenon head-on. The train ride was not merely a night of travel, but a compelling journey towards understanding loss and embracing the memories of those who haunt the very tracks he now rode. 1.4. The Truth Revealed. Just when Ravi thinks he can make sense of the unfolding chaos, he learns a shocking truth about his strange companion. This section culminates in a dramatic revelation that connects their fates in a way that neither could have imagined, providing a spine-chilling twist. Confrontation. Ravi faces the woman. As the train rumbles through the desolate landscape, Ravi's heart races with a mixture of fear and curiosity. The woman's eerie presence becomes all-consuming, especially as she silently watches him from the opposite seat, her eyes glistening in the dim light. Summoning his courage, Ravi decides to confront her. He approaches her with a trembling voice, demanding to know who she is and why she haunts this train. Suddenly, the air grows thick with an unnatural chill, and the lights flicker ominously. The woman stares back at him, a sorrowful expression etched across her ghostly features. As the tension escalates, their surroundings begin to fade away, and for a brief moment he's engulfed in a memory of an accident long forgotten, a tragic incident that intertwines their destinies. The confrontation draws out hidden truths and layers of grief, as Ravi realizes that this haunting is not merely a spectral visit, it is a plea for closure, the shocking revelation of her identity. In the dim light of the swaying train, the revelation strikes Ravi like a thunderbolt. The woman is no stranger. She is a reflection of his past. As the conversation unfolds, she reveals her name, Aditi, a name buried in the recesses of his childhood memories. She was his childhood friend, lost tragically in a train accident many years ago. Ravi's mind races as he grapples with disbelief. He thought he had buried the guilt of not being able to save her deep within. Aditi's spirit, however, is tethered to the train, seeking solace and justice. She describes how her spirit has remained bound to these tracks, yearning for someone to acknowledge her suffering and the pain of her untimely departure. This twist brings forth a torrent of emotions, transforming Ravi's fear into an overwhelming sense of responsibility. Time and fate intertwined. The train barrels through the night, and time seems to warp around them. Ravi finds himself caught in a moment where the past and present collide. Aditi explains that her spirit is caught in a loop, trapped between realms, replaying the final moments of her life. The eerie stillness of the midnight train serves as a reminder of their policies on time. Every tick of the clock intertwines their fates. Ravi realizes that to free Aditi, he must confront not just her past, but also his own regrets and failings. The revelation thrusts him into a whirlwind of emotion as he pieces together the events leading up to the crash. As the train rattles ominously, the connection between them deepens, hinting that their unfinished business transcends time, urging him to make amends before they reach the final station. This realization becomes a catalyst for Ravi, setting the stage for an emotional reckoning. The ghostly legacy, as the train speeds through the dark valleys, Aditi unveils a haunting truth about the legacy she left behind. Her untimely death not only stole her future, but also wove tragedy into the lives surrounding her. She communicates her need for Ravi to bring her story to light, to ensure that those responsible for the negligence leading to the accident are held accountable. A chill runs down his spine as he learns how her unresolved death has haunted her family, embroiling them in a web of grief that has persisted for too long. Aditi's desires extend beyond a simple farewell. They sculpt a haunting legacy that begs to be recognized. Ravi's heart pounds with dread and purpose, realizing that through his voice, Aditi's ghostly cries for justice could echo beyond the confines of the train. This legacy isn't merely about guilt. It is about remembrance, recognition, and the truth that needs to surface. Ravi senses that acting on this revelation may not only liberate Aditi, but could also heal the wounds of many, a haunting farewell. As the night gives way to dawn, Ravi and Aditi stand at the threshold of their final moment together. After revealing the intricate threads of their past, Aditi's spirit appears lighter, though tinged with bittersweet sorrow. She knows their time is nearly up, and the end of this ghostly encounter is imminent. Ravi, filled with emotion, promises to relay her story, vowing to ensure that her legacy is not buried alongside her. In that fleeting moment, there's a palpable sense of understanding and forgiveness between them, providing closure to journeys both had embarked upon, albeit in vastly different realms. Aditi offers a gentle smile, one that reflects gratitude and peace. As the train finally approaches the next station, the air around them shifts, signaling Aditi's impending departure. Ravi watches as her translucent form begins to fade, feeling an overwhelming sense of loss mixed with relief. The haunting farewell leaves him with a powerful message. Embracing the truth can spark healing in ways unimaginable. As the train screeches to a halt, Ravi steps off, forever changed and resolute in sharing her forgotten tale. 1.5 Reflections on the Journey. As dawn breaks, Ravi reflects on the eerie events of the night. What does it mean to encounter a spirit on a train? This final section explores the lingering effects of the experience, invoking thoughts on life, death, and the mysteries of the universe. The symbolism of ghosts in train journeys. Ghosts in Indian train journeys often symbolize the intersection of life and death, thus reflecting the transitory nature of existence. Trains, as harbingers of movement and change, serve as metaphors for the journeys we all undertake, both physical and spiritual. Each ghostly apparition encountered aboard these trains has a unique story, representing lost souls trapped between two worlds, longing for closure. The rhythmic chugging of the train alongside the stillness of the night creates an uncanny atmosphere, amplifying these spectral tales. Each ghost tells the story of travelers who once embarked on their journeys filled with hopes and aspirations, only to find their paths altered by fate. This duality serves to remind us that life is fleeting and that every journey has unseen twists and turns, often leading to encounters that challenge our understanding of mortality. Thus, through the symbolism of ghosts, trains become a canvas illustrating life's profound, mysterious connections. Lessons learned from the paranormal encounter, Ravi's encounter with the phantom passenger became a moment of existential reflection. Life on a train is a microcosm of society, filled with diverse characters, each representing different stories and struggles. The chilling experience offered Ravi invaluable lessons about compassion, empathy, and the weight of unresolved issues. He realized how every individual he meets carries unique burdens, whether they be of regret, fear, or unfulfilled dreams. The ghostly presence served as a poignant reminder that every journey has its ghosts, those memories and emotions we try to escape but can never truly leave behind. As Ravi reflects on these lessons, he learns the importance of engaging with his own fears and recognizing that vulnerability and connection are what make life meaningful. This encounter transformed a mundane journey into an enlightening experience, leading Ravi to appreciate the fragility of life and the stories that linger within it. Ravi's changed perspective on life. The encounter with the mysterious phantom reshaped Ravi's outlook, pushing him to contemplate the essence of life and death. Before this journey, he was a carefree traveler, often ignorant of the deeper meanings behind the faces he encountered. The unsettling presence of the ghost humanized the abstract idea of mortality, making it not a distant concept but a poignant reality. Ravi began experiencing gratitude for each day, realizing the importance of cherishing fleeting moments. This newfound perspective urged him to confront his own fears and dreams, inspiring him to live more fully. He was compelled to appreciate the beauty in impermanence, understanding that every moment shared with others is both precious and temporary. Ravi found purpose in honoring the lost stories he would have otherwise ignored and discovered that life's threads, though fragile, are interconnected in profound ways. Every encounter could hold a hidden lesson, waiting for someone willing to listen. Can ghosts haunt our memories? Ravi pondered the lingering question, do ghosts truly haunt places, or do they exist within our memories? His experience not only left him shaken, but also awakened echoes of past emotions and unresolved feelings from his own life. Ghostly encounters, whether real or imagined, often leave an indelible mark on our consciousness. They become metaphorical shadows that trail us long after the event, urging reflections on what we have lost or regret. The memories tied to such experiences can haunt us, shaping our perceptions and decisions. As Ravi navigated through this realization, he faced his own fears and memories, questioning how much of his life was affected by things left unsaid. The train journey blurred the line between reality and memory, emphasizing that the spirits we carry within, regrets, dreams, and forgotten connections, may haunt us even more than any supernatural entity. This introspection transformed his perception of hauntings into a journey of self-discovery, continuing the journey. Despite the fear, despite the unease of his encounter, Ravi chose to continue his journey with resilience. Trains have an inherent symbolism of moving forward, and he felt that succumbing to fear would only halt his progress. This decision showcased a fundamental aspect of human strength, the ability to confront fears head-on. Rather than dwelling on the terrifying vision of the ghostly passenger, Ravi found solace in the idea that every journey is filled with uncertainties. He enlisted that fear as a companion, vowing to transform it into a source of courage. This experience instilled a sense of adventure in him, one that encouraged exploring what lies beyond the limited comfort zone. As dawn broke, bringing light to his thoughts, Ravi realized that life is less about avoiding shadows and more about embracing the unknown paths. He felt empowered to share his story, letting others know that the ghostly encounters of life, whether in form or memory, can guide us toward a richer existence.